or it follows the summer static down to South America or something. Talking about the radio, you mean the frequency of it? You sound like you're doing okay and driving the amp all right.
Yeah, you dropped out a little bit on that go around as well.
Okay, I was just wondering what problem you think you have with the tuning. Is it the tuning of the amp or the rig driving it?
Well, that's a good question, because I really can't take it for sure.
Well, it sounds fine, and it seemed like the amp was doing its job. So, yeah, you need one of these fancy power meters to tell, but I guess it's 10 dB stronger here with it. Okay, you should be able to drive it harder or load it a little bit more than that, but probably it won't really make much of a difference on my end. Yeah, well, if you're adjusting the drive on the rig, you've got to put it into CW with that drive level, and then then touch up the tuning on the amp. You know, peak it.
Yeah, I gotta get my frequency counter. Not the frequency counter. I gotta do just that.
Yeah, just throw a quick 10-second carrier and peak the plate and the load, and you should be fine.
All right, well, let me go off frequency real quick, and I'll tune it up.
Okay. Sound about the same, and about the same signal strength here. It's hard to tell with the QSB, but anyway, it's good to get as much as you can out of that thing.
Yeah, roger, roger. It's looking like it's doing almost 800 to 1,000 now.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what it can do.
Check in. like to check in early. K-A-H-J-O-Y.
Hey, there you are, Mr. Bob. How am I coming in up your way?
We're about 30 over. 30 over 9, so you're sounding really good up here.
Okay, excellent. How are you copying Greg?
He was kind of down, but he's about 15 over 9. We're the bus noise level over.
Okay, good deal. Well, yeah, I was just want to make sure that we were still able to copy him. You may have to relay on a couple of different occasions, but especially the way the band has been acting tonight. But so far, you're sounding really good. I'm about 40 over here, so no problem. I just forgot me to turn it up a little bit higher this past 3 days, and I'm hoping it's functioning quite well now.
It seemed to be much better than it was last week, over.
Yeah, roger. I've got about 800 to 1,000 watts on it right now, so it's not smoking and it's still intact, so I guess I'm good. Hey, got you on the log there, Mr. Bob. Thank you, sir. And this is, let's see, 2 minutes till Liberty Net, so let me see who's on the line here. With us, and we have with us tonight. This is KT4ZXC Clear KAJONY, Mr. Bob out of Ohio. Do we have any other check-ins for the Liberty Net call out? Okay, KD0RSA. Hello, Mr. Moe. How you doing, young man? I've heard it a long time, so the next go-around when you come back, I'll give you a signal report. Okay, you are peaking 10 over S9 here in my location, roger. No, sir, we got long propagation tonight, so good deal. Hi, Mr. Moe, you're number 3 on the list tonight. You will be number 3 tonight. Hey, no problem. Anything is better than being silent and allowing the Democratic Party to win the presidency. So thank you for your voice. Hi, clear with KD0RSA, Mr. Moe out of Nebraska, and this is the Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I am KT4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, calling CQ Liberty Net. Anyone else who'd like to check in, call now.
Deal is.
Nice, good deal. Thanks, Bob. Just keep your
located in Pennsylvania 90% of the time, unless you catch me on the road like I am tonight. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, where you're calling sick here. Anyone else that would like to check in, call now.
Being transmitted
human-to-human infection was taking place. But back in January, on the 16th, I was just checking some of the record of their from their website. They said that they advised against any travel restrictions to or from China. So, gee, like, you know, that's common sense. They shouldn't have allowed that statement to go out. And they could have stopped this whole thing dead in its tracks right there. And even, you know, it was weeks and weeks that this stuff was raging in Wuhan. And then they come out on towards the end of January, the 22nd. They say evidence suggests that human-to-human transmission is likely. And that's with hundreds of cases in Wuhan. So how does it get transmitted? It doesn't come from some bat or something. It's going from person to person. And then the same thing with masks. A lot of people had made their own masks or wore bandanas, done all kinds of things. They didn't have the foresight to see that. So they said, masks are only for medical workers, and they advised against anyone else wearing them until, and this was in June. So just to, refresh your memory. And they even, now on lockdowns, they were praising China and Wuhan. They said, one guy said, sealing off Wuhan is a very important indication of the commitment to contain the epidemic in the place where it is most concentrated. This guy, Galea, one of their bureaucrats, I guess, was able to speak, and he made that statement. So now they're saying that the lockdowns are harmful. So, you know, it's like they do everything they can almost to discredit themselves. And it almost makes me think, and maybe others are thinking, well, if they're saying one thing, well, by God, maybe we should be doing the other thing. Maybe we should have a lockdown now, and maybe we should, have something more serious because I don't trust what the World Health Organization is up to, maybe we need one of those real lockdowns like they had in China, where they're sealing off, welding shut doors, and no one is allowed outside, and no traffic on the roads, and it's kind of a lot of strong medicine or a strong strategic thing to do. And I know there's a lot of people who have opinions on it, and how it didn't work, and it's useless, and it's a waste, and it's a scam, and all that. But the thing is, if you take medicine, you need to take it at the full recommended dose, at the full strength. Or if you go to a dentist with a toothache, and he said, "Well, I'm gonna work on your tooth there. I think I'll just remove a little bit of the cavity, but I'll leave the rest in there, and I'll deal with that later." So that's kind of an analogy of what this thing is. It's lingering. Now Europe is having a second wave. Just about every country is starting to ramp up with hospitalizations, and the number of infections is going up. So I don't know. I don't trust the World Health Organization to give me the time of day. And their own track record has proven that. And maybe we should, when they tell us to do something, we need to do the exact opposite. So I don't know what people think, but I was kind of pondering that idea. So anyway, I'm only going to make this one transmission here because I've got to go off to work, but I'll listen a little bit, and hopefully the band will not go into some kind of strange orbit that it's been. It's been long since around 7 o'clock here. I was monitoring, and it's probably worse for me because I'm on the east coast here up north in Pocahontasstan here, Massachusetts. So, but I'm surprised you guys have such a nice pipeline. Bob and Jesse are hearing each other so well. So that's a good sign, and hopefully it will head and spread out. So back to you, Jesse, 73, and I'll catch up with you guys again soon, maybe Saturday, and have a good net. KG4ZXE, K1YW.
Okay, roger, roger. Okay, let me try that again. Okay, roger, roger. Hi, Greg. Yeah, you came up tremendously on the last go-around, so I copied you, Lima Charlie, with a 10 over to 15 over signal. So, good deal. Thanks, Greg. And, you know, it's funny that you said that. Yeah, we need to do completely opposite of what the World Health Organization says in my book, and we need to stop listening to anybody but our own dang common sense. So there you have it. Thanks, Greg. K1YW, good to have you aboard, and thanks for being there tonight. All stations, stand by for a second. November 2, Alpha Victor India, you came back in there with a booming signal. Come on back in there. Let me get your name and location. November 2, Alpha Victor India, AVI. You still with us? Well, he was in there, so I guess he probably figures I didn't hear him. But if you are in there, sir, we'll try to come back to you just to see if you're still sticking around. Hi, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net with, this is KG4ZX and the C, Jesse here, and your net controller for this night. Let's see, Mr. Bob, K-A-J-O-N-O-Y, you have the podium, sir. What you got for us tonight?
Thank you, Jeff. KG4ZXDKJY, and just to say K1YW, you came up over 20, almost 30 over 9, so you increased and Jesse went down, but I still hear you both. I'm going to touch on something if you just scratch the surface. According to criminal complaint obtained by the New York Post, a Wisconsin man has been charged by Wisconsin authorities with multiple crimes after he reportedly admitted to have fired the first of a number of people that went out in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the night of August 25th. According to the Post, 35-year-old Wisconsin native Joshua Zabinski and his wife both admitted to detectives that Zabinski fired a warning shot into the air immediately before Rittenhouse allegedly shot and killed Joshua Rosenberg during the 10th night of protest. The detectives are the same detectives who have been in charge of the investigation activities that evening. Rittenhouse has been charged with first-degree murder, among other charges, and the attorney said he was acting in self-defense. So we rioted and burned and raised holy hell, and see, there is another piece of this story. So these rioters and looters, they don't give a rat's ass about the truth. They just want to riot and destroy and cause mayhem, no matter what. And as Greg was talking about the World Health Organization, it made me think of I have a friend. I used to feel he was a good friend. He is in the same line of work I am with a different agency. He's gay, but we've been good friends. But during this whole COVID-19, about germs and wearing a mask, and he unfriended me on Facebook. protection. Now, AIDS is definitely deadly, where COVID-19 is a serious illness, but most people recover. And so I made a comment to him. You weren't really concerned when you were taking your sample, placing it in the bunghole of over 100 different people, and you could have caught AIDS. But you don't want to be around me because the World Health Organization and the Democrats say that COVID-19 is bad, Orange Man bad. So, my fingers are crossed and I pray that President Trump is re-elected. This will probably take a vaccine. So that's down to the vaccine before you get to the food.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Bob, and that's K-A-J-O-N-Y out of Ohio, ladies and gentlemen, and I am Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie, Jesse, and out of Pennsylvania here, and let's see, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and to touch on that just one bit, a little bit further, you know, all these people are so concerned, like you just pointed out, they'd rather catch AIDS than the common cold. What's wrong with that picture? Well, I ain't quite sure myself, but there's something definitely wrong with people. Just a quick article I wanted to bring up real quick. It's Kaylee McKinney. She's been blocked from Twitter for posting the explosive New York Post story about Hunter Biden, if anybody hasn't read that one yet. The shocking story has been censored by the big tech giants in clear effort to protect former Vice President Joe Biden. And they got some other stories in there. So I'll tell you what, I will not associate with Twitter or Facebook, or I won't use Google, because I can't even go to a regular website right now and type it in correctly and it show up legitimately. It depends on what browser you're using on your internet, so something to think about, people. So, all right, this is KT4ZXC. Let's see, Mr. Mo out of this big state of Nebraska, KD0RSA. It goes over to you, sir. What you got for us tonight on the Liberty Net?
Anyway,
Yes, God bless Donald J. Trump. Four more years, man. Four more years. What did you need straightening out with? I missed that part. Question there, Mr. Moe, because as of what I understand, they made some kind of deal with these people to try to have some kind of say in our republic here, but I don't think that's the case. I will look into that, and I will get back with you on that, because I'm curious now if they have control over our state parks as well. But I will look into that. But as far as I know, they don't. But, you know, the Democratic Party in particular has been calling for NATO to come in and secure our election if needed. So evidently they got some kind of power going on. Hey, thanks, Mr. Moe, and I'll find out a little bit more about that, okay? Countries any kind of credibility over our sovereignty. I can't figure that one out for sure. All right, well, thank you, Mr. Moe. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe out of Nebraska, clear with you. This is Wednesday Night Liberty Net, the gold standard, and boy, I'm missing a couple check-ins tonight. Mr. Bill, I didn't hear him, and I ain't heard Mr. Larry yet, so hopefully these guys are doing okay. So let's see, I'll take a quick standby. So Bob, it's you, me, and the other individual if he can come back in there. So stand by. November 2, Alpha Victor, India. You still with us? Okay, he took off, I guess. I didn't go back to him quick enough or something. All right, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, guys, and I am Kilo Golf 4. This is Jesse. And any other check-ins, and do we have any relay check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Call now. Okay, I got the Foxtrot station. Give me your full call and name a location, and then stand by, because I got another one that doubled with you. Okay, Rich, got you in there, sir, out of New Jersey. Alright, sir, we got you on the list. If you'll stand by, I'll let you have the podium. Who's the other station trying to check in and call? Give me a call, sir. Okay. Sorry, one more time. In there. Let's see, what was your name again? Yeah, that's right, Rick. Yeah, I was looking for my other logbook and I lost it. And I typically have you on the roster there. We got you in there, Rick. So let me get to these other gentlemen and we'll be back around to you too, sir. So Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha Yankee Charlie. Got Rick in there. Who's the other station? Okay, got you in there, Mr. Larry. N4 ROQ out of Tennessee. Got you in there, Mr. Larry. Who else is in there? Okay, Sierra Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Rich, I got you in there too, sir. Anyone else before I take it back to the list? Call now. Okay, well, let's take it up to Mr. Rich out of New Jersey. Kilo Delta 2, Sierra Foxtrot, Foxtrot. What you got for us tonight here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net?
Taking out SEAL Team 6.
I believe they must have died in a helicopter crash, and there's evidence to believe that that they didn't kill the real Bin Laden when they said they did, and there's a big a whole bunch of good stuff going to come out. And that's the reason they took out SEAL Team 6, so they couldn't talk about it. So you guys might want to Google some of that. That should be coming out pretty soon about SEAL Team 6, and Hillary was in on it, Obama and Biden. The reason why they gave all the money, the cash money, to Iran was in on it. He was holding Bin Laden over there in Iran for a lot of years there. And so there's a lot of good information coming out. Iran was going to release the information about them not taking out Bin Laden, but saying they did. And a lot of stuff is the reason why they got paid off. The Iran got paid off. I listened to just a few minutes of it before net and didn't get to listen to all of it, but it should be coming out. If this is all true like they say it is, it could be coming out really soon, so we hope it is. All right, let's see what else we got here. You guys are, I can hear Bob real good. I'm up in Ohio. Here's an article about some protesters did knock down some statues. They knocked down Roosevelt and Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln statues in Portland, Oregon. Do you believe they're still having problems in Portland, Oregon? The liberal Democrats can't get that stopped up there in that liberal state. See, protesters overturned statues of former President Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln in Portland, Oregon this last Sunday in a declaration of rage toward Columbus Day. Protest organizers dubbed the event Indigenous People's Day of Rage in response to Monday's federal holiday named for 15th century Italian explorer Christopher Columbus, a polarizing figure who Native American advocates have said spurred centuries of genocide against indigenous populations in the Americas. So that's the liberal point of view, looks like. Poland evacuates hundreds as World War II tall boy bomb is defused. But I've heard this tonight that the bomb went off while they were trying to defuse it. So a lot of people might have got killed in this. I guess we'll need to check back on this and see how this really comes out. The tall boy bomb in Warsaw, Poland, says hundreds of people in northwest Poland were evacuated for a few days to allow Navy sappers to neutralize a British World War II giant tall boy bomb resting under a wall waterway leading to the port of Szczecin. The 5.4-ton bomb was found in September 2019 during work to deepen the waterway. The defusing project began Monday and is expecting to last for 5 days. It is believed to be the first such underwater operation as a tall boy. They were previously been neutralized on land in Germany, Norway, and France. So tonight I saw an explosion, and they said it went off while we were trying to defuse it. So I don't know if anyone got killed or not. I didn't hear all the information on that. So you guys might well watch the news or check on the internet about that. And it looks the NASA moon landing tech hitches ride to space on Benzo's rocket. Cape Canaveral, Florida. Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin Space Company, launched a new Shepard rocket for a seventh time from a remote quarter of Texas on Tuesday, testing new lunar landing technology for NASA that could help put astronauts back on the moon. The flight barely skimmed Wyoming space with a peak altitude of 66 miles lasted just 10 minutes. The booster landed vertically back at the launch complex, and the capsule followed. The capsule carried science experiments, including 1.2 million tomato seeds to be distributed to children. So, Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin Space Company, is working on that particular rocket there. Let's see, I got several in there, so we'll stop it right there, Jesse. Hope you're hearing me okay. And shoot it back to you up there. This is the Liberty Net from KG4ZXC from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee. Back to that.
Okay, roger, roger. Thank you there, Mr. Larry. And yeah, that's that one article you read is very fascinating. They found a World War II bomb in the Polish River. Holy moly. Can you imagine something that far back doing that kind of, you know, laying around for all that time? Oh, my gosh. Hey, thanks, Mr. Larry. Appreciate you being there, and great articles all the way around and comments from everybody. We're getting ready to take it back to the top of the list, so thank you, Mr. Larry, and for ROQ out of Tennessee. This is the Liberty Net here on Wednesday night. It is the 14th of October, ladies and gentlemen. We got 20-something days, like, what, 21 days, I believe, till the election. Everybody get out and vote. Get out and vote, and I'll say it again. Get out and vote. Don't rely on the Postal Service to do your job when it's your civil duty to get out and vote. Do the right thing, people, and we will win this, and we will be able to help drain this swamp. Without the participation and the backing of each and every one of you Liberty Netters out there, we could be looking at a Harris presidential runner for president. So with that being said, let's take it to the top. K-H-A-O-N-Y, you have the podium, sir. What you got for us tonight?
Thank you.
Well, it's not affecting us at all. Larry was a little bit light, but I still made out what he was saying, so I don't think the band's going to interfere with most of us as long as we're far apart. All right, well, yep, very good, Bob, and yeah, when it comes to what we're in store for after this election, these people will not rest. It's going to be chaos, so if you ain't already stocked up on some essential supplies, you better really think about it, because the market and the stocks are the stock in the stores are going down, guys, and ladies and gentlemen, so be aware of that. If you think it's all over, it ain't over. The war's just really begun, if you ask me. Thank you, Bob. And that's K-A-K-O-Y, Mr. Bob out of Ohio. And it goes down to Mr. Mo. So stand by 1 second, Mr. Mo. I want to see if we have any late check-ins real quick. So anyone else late check-ins for the Liberty Net, call now. Bob, can you get that station? Okay, stand by then 1 second. Station, come on in there again. Give me a call one more time and let me see if I can get you in there. Okay, Jim, got you in there. KOQ. You gonna stick around for this next go round? Okay, well, we got you in there. November 8, KOQ, Kilo Oscar, Quebec. Got you in there. Where'd you say you was at? West Virginia? Okay, West Virginia. Okay, you said it was November 8, Kilo November, Quebec? LQ, Kilo Lima, Quebec. Okay, I got it that time, Jim. All right, well, stand by, and we'll get down to you here in just a short. And thanks for joining us here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. All right, clear with November 8, KLQ, Mr. Jim out of West Virginia. All right, let's see. Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, what you got for us on round two?
I tell you what, four more years, we vote this president in, and we might actually see a significant change in the way our country is ran. Thank God for Donald J. Trump right now. That's the way I see it. Thank you, Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Out of Nebraska, clear with you. Let's see, November 2, Alpha Victor India, you still with us or did you leave altogether? I'll try one more time. N2 AVI, you still with us? Wow, I hate to miss people that check in that I don't hear often, and I do apologize for not getting back to him sooner. Let's see, KD2, Sierra, Foxtrot. Mr. Rich, out of New Jersey, what you got for round two? Okay, roger, roger. I guess Mr. Rich took off. That was Kilo Delta 2, Sierra Foxtrot out of the state of New Jersey. Hey, they might have censored him. You know how them New Jersey people are over there. Their state is going batshit crazy, if you ask me. Hey, well, let's move it on down to WD8 Alpha Yankee Charlie, Mr. Rick, out of the great state of Ohio. Come on in, sir. Thank you. Okay, well, thank you there, Mr. Rick. And, yeah, we're definitely glad to have you aboard, sir, because without people like you and myself and Bob and all the Liberty Netters out here, I'll tell you what, it'd be a sad world, you know, if people would just go along with the program and do what they're told, you know, without people like us with free thinking capability, you know, it would be sad. But we appreciate you being here, and God bless you, sir. Thank you for all your input as well. Clearwood Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha Yankee Charlie, Mr. Rick out of Ohio, ladies and gentlemen. And let's see, N4, R-O-N-A-Q, Mr. Larry. You have the podium, sir. What you got for round two? And Bob, you may have to relay me. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I got you. I still got you. All right. Let's see. The reading from USA Today. There's some U.S. airstrikes out there, and they hit the Taliban in Helmand, H-E-L-M-A-N-D, that's in Afghanistan. In the past few days, American forces conducted several airstrikes in support of Afghan security forces under attack of the Taliban in the nation's southern Helmand province. The spokesman for the U.S. military in Afghanistan said Monday, Colonel Sonny Leggett, confirmed on his Twitter account that the strikes over the past 2 days in Helmand did not violate the U.S.-Taliban agreement signed in February. The Taliban need to immediately stop their offensive actions in Helmand province and reduce the violence around the country. It is not consistent with the U.S.-Taliban agreement and undermines the ongoing Afghan peace talks. Leggett's tweet said, quoting General Scott Miller, the commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Leggett said the U.S. forces have and will continue to provide support in defense of Afghan national security forces under attack by the Taliban. The announcement of the U.S. strike comes after gun battle was reported Monday in and around Lashkar Gah, the capital city of Helmand province. You guys need to check on this SEAL Team 6. I know I heard the one of the I forget this gentleman's name there that is on the net tonight. But the SEAL Team 6 was the one that took out Osama bin Laden, but they evidently were told by the Obama administration to take out a different one and say that they took out the real Obama. So Obama was going to take credit for that, and Iran was going to blackmail Obama, saying that they didn't take out the real Osama bin Laden, and we're trying to take credit for not taking out the real one. The reason why they gave Iran all the money that they gave them in cash, and they said that Hillary was in on the deal along with Biden and Obama. So there's a lot of stuff that's coming forward that could be out tomorrow or the next day. So you guys kind of watch out for that. It looks like there's quite a big story coming out. Also, I heard part of the burial deal. You know, you heard that Osama was supposed to have been buried at sea. But that is untrue for a Muslim. So a Muslim has to be buried in the ground and with their head in a certain way towards Mecca. So, you know, all that's bull crap, Obama and Hillary and Biden made all that stuff up about killing Osama bin Laden back at that time. So we'll see what happens, what comes out on that. There's an article here regarding the FBI. The Virginia governor also faced threat. The Three suspects accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Also talked about taking Virginia Governor Ralph Northam out of anger about the leader's lockdown order during the COVID-19 pandemic. An FBI agent testified Tuesday. Special FBI agent Richard Trask disclosed this detail during a preliminary examination in the U.S. District Court in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where bond hearings were scheduled for five Michigan suspects. So here we got people now that are trying to take out some of these liberal Democrats that are trying to shut down these states. Michigan and also Virginia, these liberal Democrats, and it was the FBI is taking these people out. But, you know, if it gets so bad, you know, that the whole country is going to be shut down again, and these liberal Democrats start trying to rule, you know, the way that they Pelosi and all these people that they've got, with all the crap they're pulling, I expect a whole bunch more of this, and it could go after some of the main people in Congress with all the crap they've been pulling here. But as it goes on, the article says, Magistrate Judge Sally Barron ordered Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Kasserta to be held without bond. She said she would rule later on the bond status of the other two Michigan men, Adam Fox and Ty Garbin. Prosecutors say the men are part of a larger group of self-titled militia members from multiple states who met online earlier this year and discussed attacking government officials. Specifically, Charles testified that members discussed taking a sitting governor and specifically had issues with the governors of Michigan and Virginia based on their lockdown orders. Now, see, here's the people are not wanting to, take all this lockdown crap these liberals are sending out. Those governors are Democrats. The spokesman for Northam said Tuesday the governor was never in immediate danger. And that's all in that article. But you can see that, these liberals don't know what they're in for. If they start pulling a lot of different crap, that's socialist type actions. So, okay, let's see. The Barrett, the Barrett's, I haven't been watching any of this, but the Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, this is today's paper, is battled back Democrats' skeptical questions on abortion, gun rights, and election disputes in lively Senate confirmation testimony, insisting she would bring no personal agenda to the court, but would decide cases as they come. The 48-year-old appellate court judge declared her conservative views with often colloquial language that refused many specifics. She declined to say whether she would recuse herself from any election-related cases involving President Donald Trump, who nominated her to fill the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and is pressing to have her confirmed before the November 3rd election. Judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda. I like guns. I hate guns. I like abortion. I hate abortion. And walk in like a royal queen and impose the will on the world, Barrett told the Senate Judiciary Committee during the second day of hearings. It's not the law of Amy, she said later. It's the law of the American people. Trump has said he wants a full 9-member court in place for any disputes arising from the heated election with Democrat Joe Biden. Barrett testified that she has not spoken to Trump or his team about that, saying to do so would be a gross violation of judicial independence. Pressed by panel Democrats, she declined to comment or commit to recusing herself from post-election election cases. These Democrats. These Democrats are trying to get her to commit to recuse herself from any kind of post-election cases. I can't offer an opinion on recusal without short-circuiting that entire process, she said. Her second day of hearings, Mayor returned to the council in a monthly lockdown of COVID-19 protocols. The mood quickly shifted to more confrontational tone. From the opening day, she was grilled in 30-minute segments by Democrats strongly opposed to Trump's nominee, yet virtually powerless to stop her. Republicans are rushing toward confirmation along party lines. A frustrated Senator Dianne Feinstein, the top Democrat on the panel, all but implored the nominee to be more specific about how she would handle landmark abortion cases, including Roe versus Wade and the follow-up Pennsylvania case planning plan. Versus Casey, which confirmed it in a large part. It's distressing not to get a good answer, Feinstein told the judge. Then it told the senator she could not pre-commit to an approach. I don't have an agenda to try to overrule Casey, the judge said. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come. Republicans have been focused on defending their inner Catholic faith against possible criticism concerning issues such as abortion and same-sex marriage, and committee chairman Lindsey Graham asked she would be able to shield her personal beliefs to adhere to law. I have done that, she said. I will do that still. So, the Democrats are up to the same old game again. Trying to keep this lady from being nominated. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll get that tonight. A lot of good people in there and enjoying the comments. So we'll shoot it back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee. Back to that.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, thank you there, Mr. Larry, and your signal has been slowly improving the whole night over here, so good deal. Comments, and yeah, the Democrats, they never stop being Democrats. They go out of their way to create more problems as the days go on. Their old tricks are just recycled old tricks, because they keep using the same ones, and hopefully this time they'll have a reality check when President Trump gets nominated, elected for the fourth, for four more years. Hey, thank you, Mr. Larry, and for ROQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am KG4ZXC, and let's see, we have November 8, Kilo, Lima, Quebec, Mr. Jim out of West Virginia. What do you got for us tonight, sir? Come on in. November 8, KLQ. How about it, Jim? Are you still with? Okay, well, I thought Jim would be sticking around a little bit longer tonight, but I guess he had to move on. I guess there's a lot of things happening on Wednesday night that I'm unaware of. But tomorrow, hey, there's supposed to be a town hall meeting between Biden and our President Donald J. Trump tomorrow. I'm just curious of how that's going to turn out. But it's with that being said, I think we know how it will turn out. This is a story. I'm going to say this before we move to the top. Mr. Bob, you have, you're on deck, so stand by. Before I move on, I just want to tell you about the story off of InfoWars. It come out of the let's see, I think this come off of C-SPAN, to be honest, when they was doing the committee. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Josh Hurley of Republican of Missouri, they called on Twitter to answer for their actions after a social media company prevented users from sharing a report by the New York Post, the New York Compost, that's compost, spelled with a C-O-M-P-O-T-S, P-O-S-T, sorry. Regarding the Democrats' presidential candidate, Joe Biden, Ukrainian controversy, the two senators accused Twitter of election meddling Wednesday after the company moved to censor the story, which detailed an email from the Burisma board member to Hunter Biden thanking him for the introduction to him to Joe Biden, who was previously anyway, he previously claimed he knew nothing of his son's overseas business dealing. Twitter has apparently decided that preemptively censored the report. Senator Cruz wrote in his letter, Twitter is not only prohibiting users from sharing the story on their own account, it is prohibiting the New York Post from itself from posting its own content. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Twitter, Facebook, Fakebook, I should say, and all these outfits that's censoring and stifling our free speech. That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. We need to protect this country. We need 4 more years of Donald J. Trump. All right, let's move it up to the top. K-H-J-O-N-Y, what you got for the 73 round here?
This is K-H-J-O-Y. I have two comments. One has to do with good old O'Rourke. That was a nice gun star. He was African in office, but God help us. I heard his little comment about asking the Andy Garrett about what he thinks about the risk of children from the arms of mothers from his current president. Question, he's asking for a rule. What kind of a game are they playing? That is this crazy Democrat Senator Maisie Hirono from Hawaii. She sparked up a social controversy that Amy Barrett has ever committed sexual assault. There's a second-day hearing, Judge Barrett. Aaron explained to the nominee that she always asks sequence candidates about before submitted to a lifetime appointment. The first question was, since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or conveyed any physical or verbal harassment or assault of sexual nature? The judge answered, no, Senator. Have you ever changed discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct? The senator asked the judge answered no. So basically, this nasty old Democratic senator, she probably wished somebody would offer her a sexual assault, but instead of asking about qualifications, they're doing nothing but to erase this woman. While her children didn't stand by and clearly listen to a senator, just the mother's erasure.
Scenario about the questioning involved. Why couldn't they ask, Bob, why couldn't they ask Kamala Harris, Camellia, Kamala, whatever her name is, they ask her the same question about her actions? Because, you know, she is more involved in sleeping her way to the top above and beyond any other, let's see, she's Attorney General of California. So, yeah, she had been involved in a lot of stuff. But they're going to sit there and question this woman over her actions like this. I mean, this is just blatantly trying to expose and condemn her before all these people in the public eye. It's nothing more than a Kavanaugh hearing all over again, except it's a female and they don't have quite the ammunition that they had when it comes to all these anonymous sources. So there you have it. Thanks, Mr. Bob, and always a pleasure working with you, and we will definitely love to hear your net win Saturday night as well. So KAJOY, Mr. Bob, out of Ohio, let's take it down to KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, out of the state of Nebraska. What you got to sum up the evening for the 73 round here, Moe?
Yeah, you mean Chameleon Harris?
Yeah, Chameleon now, because I keep saying she's a shapeshifter.
That's it, Chameleon Harris.
Yeah, KD7K, just riding along.
I have a comment, Jesse.
Yes, sir, go ahead with your comment.
Well, you asked about Harris and her sleeping her way to the top. What about Joe Biden sleeping with his best friend's wife, and that is now Joe Biden? Or what about Joe Biden playing finger with Tara Reid? How come we don't ask those questions? Those are known facts. Known facts. But, of course, we're not going to enter into that anymore. So we're going to beat up this judge about stuff they don't even know about. They're just fishing. So I just had to throw that out. KG4GXD, KHLY.
Hey, Roger, Roger there, Bob. You know what? That's funny you say that, because I had to throw a dead carrier across the top of you to censor that, because we can't allow you to say that kind of stuff about Joe Biden, of course.
Yeah, we don't want to say the truth.
That's right. Hey, thanks, Bob. KD0RSA, and the other individual that commented, I'm going to have to get your call sign in there. You had a great signal. Let's move it down to KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, come on in.
KD0RSA, thank you, fellas. Anyway, I got one more question. I guess President Trump signed something or other that they could not be communist or socialist in the college. I heard that also, and I was wondering if that is true. It sure ought to be. They ought to stop it in the Greek school, too. But I believe it was Bush that put that guy from Turkey to control what was taught in the school. And so you know that those new books that they got now are socialist books. I'm wondering if they're going to get rid of those books and go back to the that are talking about the United States and why the United States is the United States. That's just a question
to have answered. 80 RSA, 3 years in a race for our president. Back to you, Jesse, over. Well, thank you, Mr. Moe. And you know what? They was talking about them book burning sessions that they've been having. And yeah, I think they need to burn the anything to do with, let's see, was it ACOR? ACOR, I-COR, something like that. Common Core, that was it. Yeah, it was on the tip of my tongue there. Yeah, Common Core books. I think they should burn every dang one of them and start back from ground level zero and start teaching the American heritage once again and show people what this country was built on and why it was built on. You know, there's a lot of people out there that don't believe in this country being as strong and powerful as it is, but there's a reason for that. We are the beacon. We are the shining light that drives people to this country. I mean, if every other country was so dang great, why aren't we the ones migrating? Well, that should tell you something right there, because we are the greatest country in this world, and if you don't like it, you need to get out. That's my personal opinion. Thanks, Mr. Mo. KD0RSA, always a pleasure talking to you, Mo, and hope to hear you Saturday night. Yeah, go ahead.
One more comment, KD0RSA. Well, I had two grandsons that went to the University of Lincoln in Nebraska. And when they got out of there, I forget now how the out west, but it was something to do with the electric drill. And I was seeing what they was thinking of. What have you, and I could see that they was the leading Democrat coming out of that college, and so I bought the NRA magazine, and they asked me to read nothing about you, and I believe I got them converted over to Trump and vote for the Republicans.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. KD0RSA, over.
Okay, yeah, roger, roger. Well, thank you, Mr. Mo, once again, and pleasure. Hey, let's move it down to Mr. Rich, see if Mr. Rich is still with us. KD2, Sierra, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, you still with us there, Mr. Rich? Okay, Mr. Rich is not with us anymore, so it goes down to the next on the list. Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha Yankee Charlie, Mr. Rick, out of Ohio. What you got for the 73 round, sir?
Okay, well, thank you.
thank you, Rick, and WDAYC, Mr. Rick out of Ohio. You know, I wanted to say this to you earlier there, Mr. Rick. I do not ever mean to comment about doom and gloom. You know, I know these Democratic individuals, or the Communist Party, I should say, are up to their usual tricks, and we know they're going to cause chaos. But I do believe one thing in for sure that we have to look forward to. If Donald Trump gets his 4 more years, I think the American people, he knows, will stand up behind him and support him in every way possible to drain this swamp. And with him having the 4 more years to prevail, to get these cities back in order, back in shape, and let these people, see these people get their cities back in order. Finally, you know, I believe that's going to be the main objective. I mean, it might take a little bit of doing, but I believe he has the ability to do it with the help of the American people, and we cannot let this happen. We have to take our country back and make sure that everybody goes to ballot go to the polling and vote like we were supposed to, and participate in our election. That is our civil duty, and people need to understand that. You can't sit on the sideline and expect to win the game. We might win the battle, but we still haven't won the war. With that being said, let's go on down to Mr. Larry, N4 ROQ. What you got for the 73 round, sir?
Alright, boy, you blow me up there now as much as you can with what you got, sir. This is coming in good, so man, changing for the best, I hope. Alright, this just got through these high times in Florida. I just got to look at these things and talk a little bit about them. There's two guys down there that caught an 18-foot, 9-inch snake in the Everglades, Fort Myers, Florida. And these snakes were kind of loose there back there years ago. They weren't really born in that area until the people started turning them loose there. And now they're really doing, they're taking out a lot of animals here. Let me go through the article and you can kind of see what they're doing out there. Man, those pythons are, they're pretty good predators, you know. This is Kevin Powell and Ryan Asburn, I'd say, hold the record-breaking python. And they show him, these two holding this thing across a road. It goes all the way across the road. It's a two-lane road there, so it is a big one. This is Fort Myers, Florida. Everglades wildlife is a little safer now that the longest python ever measured in Florida has been caught and killed. These two hunters, Ryan and Kevin, nabbed the record-breaking specimen. The South Florida Water Management District announced Thursday it's at 104 pounds. She wasn't the heaviest snake ever seen, but at 18 feet 9 inches, she was the longest. The previous record holder, captured in 2013, was an inch shorter, and some have weighed in bigger, but a little bit smaller and shorter, making their feet even more important. Is this reptile was an egg-bearing female, said district spokesman Randy Smith. The ferocious Asian reports have been wreaking havoc in South Florida's ecosystem. Not only do they eat wildlife, they carry a lung-destroying parasite that's spreading to Florida's native snakes. So we got a lung-destroying parasite also. Though it is illegal to release non-native species into the wild, yet Burmese pythons that escaped or were dumped are now a established in Florida. So we weren't really from that area. They were apex predators, Smith said. They had decimated the national wildlife that makes the Everglades great. They've got no enemies. The hero caught the snake October the 2nd. About 35 miles west of Miami along the L-28 Tieback Canal. The capture was part of the joint typhoon elimination program by the district and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission under the direction of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So far, the hunters in the expanded program have removed more than, get this, 5,000 invasive pythons from the Everglades. They've caught 5,000 so far. The record-breaking capture shows that our increased efforts are working to get harmful pythons out of the precious Everglades ecosystem. SFWIMD governing board member Alligator Ron DeBergeron said in a release, together with our partners in the public health, we can restore the Everglades and combat the harmful pythons that hurt Florida's native wildlife. And it wasn't in this article, but I've seen in another article where they kill bobcat. Just about any kind of small animal kind, they kill it. And they're big enough, they can kill people too. Most of these are, so I mean they're very vicious, and they take out all the wildlife there in that area. They have no predators that are against them except man, so they don't have anything that can take them out there in the Everglades. All right, let's see if we can find something else here. Here's the one on bowling. Well, I hope bowling is going to stay in, still in business. As Boeing struggles continue with no jetliner sales in September. Boeing failed to sell any planes to airlines last month and suffered more cancellations of a grounded jetliner. Further evidence of the company's battle to overcome the drop in air travel during the pandemic and crashes involving the 737 MAX. I see here these liberal Democrats are keeping all everything closed down. All these air companies, all these jetliner companies are going to go out of business. Plus, a lot of other companies too. So not only are they doing damage to the economy, they're doing damage to all the businesses and people that have jobs. Their businesses are going out. The company says Tuesday the 3 MAX orders were canceled in September, and it dropped orders for 48 more MAX jets because of the uncertainty about whether customers will be able to close the deals. Boeing has booked 67 orders this year, but it has suffered 448 cancellations for the MAX and dropped 602 other orders from its backlog because the company isn't sure it can complete the sales with so many airlines in financial trouble. The 737 MAX was Boeing's best-selling plane until it was grounded in March 2019. After two crashes that killed 346 people. In August, the company booked its first MAX order of 2020 from a Polish airline. Boeing hopes to win U.S. approval on year-end, by year-end, for the MAX to return to service. And here's one vehicle that had some trouble with fire, and this is not good, but it's reported here, the U.S. Government Road Safety Agency is investigating complaints that Chevrolet Bolt BOLT electric vehicle can catch fire. The probe by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration covers nearly 78,000 bolts made by General Motors from the 2017 through 2020 model years. The agency says that documents posted on its website Tuesday, that we had three that began under the rear seat while the cars were parked and unattended. One person suffered smoke inhalation. The fire damage appeared to be concentrated in the battery compartment area, spreading into the passenger area. GM said this cooperated with the probe and conducted its own investigation. The safety of their products is the highest priority for the entire GM team, the statement said. The company would not comment when asked whether the vehicles would be parked outside until the cause of the fire is determined. So, I guess the amount of batteries in those electric vehicles, and who knows what kind of problem really they could be having, from that hooking those up and from that large battery. I hope they're getting that taken care of. So anyway, back to that there, Jesse. Great job. The band is cooperating now between us anyway. I don't know about that. Bob's still sounding good to me and the others. I can hear Bo in the back, but Bo, I can hear you, buddy. You're coming in good. Don't know if you got your amp on or not, but if you don't have to, I've got you pretty good here in Tennessee. Right at this point. You guys take care. Have a good week, what's left of it. Everyone on the net, and certainly have enjoyed it. Hope to catch you again on Saturday night. Back to net. This is KC4 ZXC, back to net.
Okay, Mr. Larry.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, your signal was holding solid the whole entire time. And it was really booming in here. So definitely the band shifted around a little bit. It looks like we're at the bottom of the list. So hey, I wanna end tonight's 73 rounds with this report off of InfoWars, and maybe you guys won't feel quite as bad about going to polls to place your vote. But they were a 9-hour wait. Early voting is shattering previous levels as voters flock to the polls in droves. Everybody's going out and going to the polls and they're voting, and I recommend you do the same thing. Drag your family members with you, and if you got to work that day, take it off. Take the third off, because that is your civil duty. It should be a dang holiday if you ask me, and that's the way I see it. When you vote in person, there's a much less of a chance that your ballot will not end up in a dumpster somewhere. So just think of the bright side of going and voting early and voting in person. As you will see below, that is precisely what happened in Georgia. We have become accustomed to seeing long lines of voter lines to vote on election day, but 2020, we are witnessing colossal lines to vote 3 weeks before the election, and this is happening even through tens of millions of Americans that will be casting their ballot and their votes through the mail this year even. So that's where the voter fraud is going to come into play. The number of individuals going to share with the article are eye-popping, and they seem to indicate that there is unprecedented amount of interest in this election. Yeah, because it means if we're going to become a communist country or not. That's what it means. So this is something that everybody needs to know. In recent months, there has been a tremendous nationwide effort to encourage people to get out and vote this year, and that's what I'm doing right here now. So let me remind everybody that there's more than 11 million Americans have already voted so far, and there was 1.4 million voters in 2016 that cast ballots as early as October. October 16th. So get out and vote, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you at the finish line. All right, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Does anyone have any comment before I shut the net down? Please call now. Nothing, so I'd like to thank each and every one of you guys that had checked in tonight. I'd like to thank K1YW, Mr. Greg, KAAJONOY, Mr. Bob. God bless you too, sir, and be safe out there. KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, out of Nebraska. N2AVI, I know we didn't get your name and location, but thanks for coming by anyway. KD2, Sierra Foxtrot, Rich out of New Jersey. WD8AYC, Mr. Rick out of Ohio. Mr. Larry, always a pleasure working with you too, sir, N4ROQ. Well, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. And November 8th, Kilo, Lima, Quebec, Mr. Jim, out of West Virginia. And ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Thanking each and every one of you for checking in tonight.